47-year-old textile machinist Thomas Moyo has been out of work for more than 9 months. He says he is surviving thanks only to the grace of God and good Samaritans. Mr. Moyo says he never believed that he would one day lose his job, but that's just what happened last year when managers at Archer Clothing Private Limited told him and 700 other workers to go home. The clothing firm, which had operated in the city of Bulawayo for more than four decades, retained only a few workers as it was placed under judicial management to address operational problems. Now Moyo, father of five, is living from hand to mouth.
I cannot pay rent at all, and I don't know what will happen. It's going to be mountains, and the landlord is spending some money, and they don't have that money. And as for food, I'm just like a beggar. I don't have anything.
Moyo says he struggles just to buy food and send some of his children to school.
I've got about five kids, and three of them are juniors, and two are going to school, and the other one is not going to school. And the other two are in South Africa, but they are girls and they are married, and they cannot help me. They are not working.
Moyo is not alone. 71-year-old Martin Cooper was of an age when many men retire. But Cooper says retiring was not an option as poverty has kept him tied to his job. 2 weeks ago, Zeco Private Limited, citing what it called operational challenges, retrenched Cooper and 17 other workers. Cooper claims that he was let go with the company owing him $9,000 in unpaid wages. He says he has now been reduced to a beggar and doubts he will be able to find a new job because of his age.
Some guys are older than me. There's one guy that called Sam's Banda, but I left him there. It's hard, definitely. Even my kids are not here. My kids are in South Africa. They also got their own families in South Africa. Here, I've got nothing.
Cooper says he can no longer care for his wife and children and says he knows many, many unemployed people in similar circumstances. Though he is set to start receiving a monthly pension of $40 per month, Cooper says this amount will barely sustain his family for a week.
The bills I'm owing is $1,800, and I'm owing council water bills are $350. The one came here wanted to close water, but he said I must go pay. Even Zesa also, I think it's going to close very soon. As an old man, I don't know, because I can't work for job now, we're going to pay me. What I'm getting from NASA is $40 a month. What is $40 a month? That's what I'm getting from NASA now.
Labor unions fear the labor situation in Zimbabwe will only worsen as more workers are expected to lose their jobs in 2013. The Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, Japhet Moyo, says at least 4,600 workers in Zimbabwe lost their jobs last year, and that figure only accounts for those working in the modest formal sector. Mr. Moyo blames the government for failing to craft and implement policies that encourage job growth.
It is the government's responsibility to put policies in place which attract investors, policies in place which promote production, put resources for those who want to expand, those who want to borrow, but I don't think there are banks who are giving money out to people to open companies. Government is not providing even that facility, and the government policies discourage people to invest in this country.
Keslina Ndlovu, General Secretary of the National Union of the Clothing Industry, agrees, saying the import of cheaper Chinese fabrics have devastated Zimbabwe's textile industry, forcing companies to retrench thousands of workers.
There should be laws. In fact, we have been crying ever since, I don't know when, especially with the clothing industry, in connection with cheap Chinese, which come from there. When they get in here, they are sold for dollar for two, but when in clothing, it actually supplies a trouser, it will sell it for $10.
Businessman Bulisani Ngube says job losses have been worsened by the government's failure to implement a $40 million cheap loan scheme created in 2011 to save distressed Zimbabwean industries. Labor expert Davis Ndumiso Spanda is convinced that the job market will shrink further because the nation is not attracting foreign direct investment or accessing cheap loans abroad.
At the beginning of this year, we have already seen companies closing. We have seen companies going under judicial management. And we have also read in the papers that some of them are even heading for liquidation by the notices that we have seen. So the companies in Bulawayo are still distressed, and workers are likely to continue losing their jobs.
Some of the companies that have retrenched workers during the past year or so include Bascot and Tasha Supermarkets, Cane's Foods Private Limited, National Blankets, Ascot and Archer Clothing, Zeco Private Limited, and Kango Products. Joining the queue is Wunyane Printopack, which is set to shut down its plant in Bulawayo within the next 2 weeks and relocate to Harare. This will send 250 workers home. These workers will swell the ever-increasing numbers of jobless people in the country. In Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo, the future looks particularly bleak as the unemployed fight for the few remaining openings. According to the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, more than 20,000 workers have lost their jobs in the city since 2009. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.